Hello, superstars. I'm in the middle of my workday as a coach and trainer motivator, and I want you to know that I had an amazing form check time in the FD8. So go and join to see all the form check from the client, and then you're gonna be excited to see that I made the customized workout today, practice one that I'm gonna upload now for the group to study, because training technique and overcome injuries or restore your body to be better than ever, to build yourself up the right way that you keep on progressing instead of breaking at the same level over and over. That this is for you to come in and enjoy the education. And the reason why you want to keep up is because now is the time you make the foundation so you later can load the foundation. Because simply training with just exercise practice is not enough to make you gain muscle past the beginner style. So now is when reality hits, you realize you have no escape around learning the beast that you want to master. And that the beast of fitness is to wanna train and coach yourself on form. And if you don't know how to do that, that's why you have me. So my clients who do want to become their best, who have the bodies that you know you dream of because they have done their work, they show up to have the coach level eagle-wise, because you cannot want to be an eagle, but you only handle coaching from a duck pond. That is the difference between me and you in general, is that you want to hold on to things that are insecurities, and I want to break up from all that keeps me insecure, which is fear of what I don't know if I can handle or do because it's unknown for me. Now, the blessing in disguise is that is the most muscle building, triggering routine you can do, because in life and in fitness life, the reality is the more time you've been training consistently, the less power to do further you have. And a lot of my clients believe that you still have the body you had when you're 20 and you can just kind of start over again. But that then it becomes a disappointment because your body isn't up to that, and now you get mad. You think there's no way around it. Most people then choose to keep on showing up after you've healed up or sabotage and gain weight, and now you think you're gonna go back to fat loss mode and do those extreme programs, protocols for competition that you used to be able to do when you had more time and more energy and less complicated life. You didn't have family, and now it's just another time of life. And when you come to me now, I'm not doing what you think I'm still doing, because I'm not living the past and I have no interest to be 20. So even though you think it's cute to want to be young, I don't. I don't want to be younger again, even though it was easier from a body standpoint, as in recovery. But I didn't have the body manifested in how I wanted it. I couldn't hold on to it. It was too hard. I had the yo-yo up and down, but I was really good at getting more and more disciplined, which just becomes harder and harder, because you can live being disciplined without knowing you're not that happy. But I wanted to be happy every day, so I made it my mission, and I had to figure it out just like you, but I wanted to. I didn't want to keep on being like I cannot see my own bullshit. So that's what I made my mission. That's fight or die. You gotta want to fight for it. So now this shows the nature it's gonna be in the FDA strong challenge that is up now for early bird until April 4. It costs you almost nothing to have me in your life. I would, if I could, think that if I'm charging you millions, you're gonna do the work because now it's important for you because you paid up. Then I would. But I know also that money is not gonna be what you think or you believe. You believe it's gonna keep you motivated, but it's not. So you can't pay for me to be there and say, hey, start over, because it's not working. So money will not make you succeed more. Paying me more or less is not gonna do it. You have to have it in your heart. You have to see my tools and want to study them instead of, I hear her, I understand what she says, it makes sense on my paper, I'm not gonna do it. So that is the uphill battle in working with people, and I wonder, why don't I just want to work with pets? That's when I get tired, because it's hard to accept reality that I cannot make you want to be your best for yourself. I can't make you want to be more than basic. And basic is being self-sabotaging forever and don't think that is a problem. And to think it's not worth it, you're investing in everyone else but not yourself. To always put yourself last and not see that everything you're holding on to you think you should be. The prettiest person, the most successful person, the woman who can do it all,
You always think you have more to gain by being prettier always. And trust me, for me, I'm pretty enough. I don't need to be the prettiest person in my life. I don't have to be the cutest in my group. I don't even have a group because mine is just me. So yeah, I'm the best one. I just realized. So you gotta know yourself, because you could be like my cat. He keeps on crying until he has his body the way he was set up with his body and he was bigger. And he would keep on crying even though he had a perfect healthy body. He would still want to be more, because that's the way he is. He has no ambition on being happy, being lean, because he's a cat. He's not aware that his hunger is just entitled overeating, because that's what he's used to. So for him to actually want to be better from himself, he couldn't stay a cat. But you are a refined species, supposed to be the most developed one in our world. And I think that's weird, because we can't see through our own crap, right? Because we don't want to. That's why I feel we are not all that. People who want to be all they can are impressive. People who forget the human and think they want to be like an organism with two cells, you make me feel embarrassed that you don't want to be more when you can. Because you have all you need. You have a brain and you have a body. You have nothing to wait for, except for you don't want to be real. So the uphill battle for me as a coach is to have people want to be what they talk about they want to be. So here you see, now how can you have respect for people who pretty much want to live a lie and have filters on and pretend you're always going to be able to do everything you can, and if you can't, that's a kind of shame. And everyone is scared of being older, be told you're getting older. That is like an offense to women. And here I am, I have never been happier, and everyone says, I don't want to be 40, or like, well, everything was bad at 40. For me, I'm just happier and happier every day. And I'm growing older and wiser. That's the way I want to be. So here I have a group of sad women who look up to 20-year-old bodies and wish they were 20. Even though I'm saying that is such a loss of life quality, because you're not going to have the confidence of a woman anyway. You're not going to know yourself by that. I didn't. I thought I did. But that is, again, a layer on layer on layer of awareness. That you can be a little bit aware, that's not enough. You got to keep on chasing the full, to see yourself and want to see it and not hide and look backwards or forward. Just stay, enjoy, and learn that this is the way to be, to do what you love to do, not because you think you have to be good, better for someone else, not to fit in, but to be the star for yourself, to be the one who shows up for you, to be your own love story, to be the one who walks into your life and then everything changed. When is that going to be you? Because it cannot be me, because I'm never going to be important enough, because I'm just a coach for you. So no matter how much you want to believe that I'm going to save you, you are the one who keeps on making the last call that you don't need a coach, you don't want a coach, you want to go back to where you felt disgusted with yourself. But you forget that now, because that's the mind of humans. You will be nostalgic and you will look back in the misery days when you let yourself go and you were completely poisonous, a drug addict, not caring. But you will forget that when you're so-called hungry or have a craving. And you look there and you are sad, envious of your friends who you body shame because they don't care about their bodies. But that's what you talk about, how they should know better. But that's only when you want to be a part of a group who do remember that you don't want to have a cookie eaten today too. So how do you get through that kind of block? Well, you have to want to. You cannot keep going away from where I can help you because you feel a little bit embarrassed that you're not as strong as you thought. That's ignorance, that you believe it should be easier than it is. So in my coaching, the biggest thing that I wanted to know is that if you really want to see what happens when you stop letting yourself to make the calls, to stop coaching yourself to be in the game and you don't, you quit on it. You don't want to play the game. You don't want to learn the rules. You just want to bend them until they are what you already have that you're unhappy with. So people, you are not making yourself happy because you refuse to let go of what makes you sad. People, your friends, you hold on to the one who don't care about you. Routines that you know are not good for you, you keep on because you cannot see the difference between just impulse eating of what isn't good for you versus how do you want to feel tomorrow. You don't want to live that because you want to keep on playing a seize the moment now. That is the body you end up with now if you are not where you want to be health-wise. So yeah, as ironic as it is, seize the moment is remembering that tomorrow will most likely happen. You can't live just now. At the same time, focus on that and don't get overwhelmed. And the overwhelmingness comes when you forget to practice and stay in the moment. That's all. So since you don't have the future in the forgiven, for granted, I mean, and you don't even know how to keep yourself engaged in training, do you see the problem here that I need to train you now in order to gain muscle in 2 months from now? And when you are there, you need to have the training in order to have a harder workout. So how am I going to be able to keep on making progressive workouts if you are not willing to work your way up? It's like you want to be bodybuilder but not ever training it. That is to be completely in denial and completely unreal. So what can I do? I can try to make you a little bit closer by talking to you. And that's why I want you to try 1 month with me. April 1 is the next DFIT review routine. It's 2 weeks of focus on nutrition and remembering day in, day out, and then end it with the right reward with refeed. So you get to start this on how to eat for fat loss and how to eat to refuel. So you can have that system and then you build it up and then you practice that. The day of the intervals between defeed and refeed. That's all you need to keep on working and building up to learn. And how do you do that? Definitely not alone, because you make the wrong calls based on scale, which has nothing to do with this. So that's why you have to be around people who know more than you think you know and who are not listening to propaganda or diet culture or your friends who have never made it happen for themselves. And no, having results that you couldn't keep up is not success. That is failure. And with me, I only care for practice, because that's all you need to remember is the practice. You keep on showing up to practice. That's all. Because that's how you're gonna be happy, because there's no stress about the future, because there's no point in talking about the future. You're not gonna be there, because you don't even want to be here today, living the life that you say is all you want. So you either don't know really what you want, or what you want isn't what you think you want, or you have a weird concept of it, and then you have to be around real people like me so you see what is it really for sure. Because there's a lot of things you're not willing to do and you're not even want to be aware of it. For instance, all the body care and all the pains you just, you know, muster up to. And all those sacrifices are going to be part of life. That, yeah, I love my body more than ever. I have never had the body I have now that I love. I have more muscle than I've ever had and being lean. I have the best balance in my life. I know exactly all I need to do. There's no problem or pull, no sadness. I have everything solved out. I know exactly how I love it. And I'm so happy because I also know how to keep that happiness from going down to blues. That is skill you need to work, acquire. And that is not a gene. It's just you have to want to be more than be basic. Because only basic people will want to be able to learn how to overcome and overpass death. That's what you're trying to do when you don't realize hunger is a signal you might die soon if you don't find food. And if you don't understand that, you're now in an environment where you have access to any moment you feel a little hungry, you can maximize your fat gain by having 1,000 calories in a little package you don't even know. And that is completely like people just think you should have 10,000 calories and still be lean. Or like, I could not have that. And let's say that would be like 5 days worth in 1 day for me to even stay. I mean, it wouldn't be possible. So by simply keeping on having your cocaine rush entitlement and thinking that should be easy to manage, you keep on fooling yourself, forgetting. It's not a problem when you understand how to do diet. It's when you don't want to do it or don't know what to do with the diet isn't really giving you enough satisfaction yet because it's too premature. It's like you're trying to have a child and it's going to take 9 months, but you just give up 1 week. It's not going to be a baby made. So here is what I say. If you feel overwhelmed or don't know what to do or notice you're just the same copy over and over, understand that's why I'm a coach. That's why I'm here for you. But I'm not going to be around you forever. I will die too. So you have time that expires with me too. Because I don't know how long I'm around. And I know I'm going to be limited edition. Everyone's going to, oh my God, I love Pauline. I work with her. That's all bullshit. Because it's going to be when I'm dead. That's when my real, you know, oh, if I'm going to be remembered, it's going to be after my death. Because then you can't have me anymore. And now you notice, you took me for granted I'm always here because I have a big bleeding heart. The day that I'm done with that, you can't access it. So here you go, try it out. Venmo or PayPal me $150 for April 1. So you have me to take care of you a little bit more, because I have to find you and I have to pep talk you and I have to tell you, believe in yourself today too, because it's just day two. That's how I have to do, because the whole world has forgotten the patience needed to build up bodies that everyone admires and wonder, that can't be real. Well, it's because everyone sits on unreal ideas of what it takes. And what it takes is a longer time than you want, and that's a blessing, because that means you're always going to be excited about fitness life, because it will always give you new lessons. It will never be stale and never monotonous. There will always be new ways you notice, oh, I had a new thought, I knew about this. And you will always want that, because that's how you keep it fun and exciting. That's the way to have a relationship. That's the way be to have something that you have passion about that will not be a chore because you don't make it like that. So Venmo or PayPal for April extra. You have me on Messenger. You heard it now. Venmo or PayPal, 150. You know where to find me. Go to that, to Venmo or PayPal at Pauline Udine. 150 submission, doesn't matter if it's Canadian or USD dollars, I take the loss for that when it's transaction, the fees and so on. Yeah, it sucks, that's on me. So just, you know, this is my attempt to just have you a little bit closer so you forget, so you don't forget. A group person, a group mentality will not be the ones who keep on achieving their goals, because groups tend to flake. So who are you? Are you a group person, or do you want to be a person who is one of those few who keep on when everyone else quits? It's up to you. I'm here. Now I'm going to record the workout of the video of the day for the form checks, and then I'm closing off to do the Seize the Training Day, uploading that. Then I have my whole other workout routine for myself, all my body care, everything, my own mindset, my own meditation, everything, food shop, food grocery, prepping, all that stuff, and keeping smile. Remember that everything is a day by day thing. And then we start over again tomorrow. Because a day by day, and then you become more and more of what you regularly do. That's how you become a new person. It's just the way you've done it in the other way. Destroying, now you're going to construct instead. So if you want to be one-on-one coach and you're in the FDA, go and join me in Venmo coaching for April 1. 1 month with me to try. What is it like to have me closer, to have a friend who cares, who you can talk to, who I can pep talk? To just have a little bit more around me, that you can't just fall off my radar because you make yourself seen, because you want to. Then you know what to do. So Venmo or PayPal, 150, it's just April. One time, just try it. Then you're gonna see what happens when you actually have people around who are not the way everyone else is. So let's see who actually wants to and can find it in you to know that you show up at my place, I'll be there. But I cannot be at your place because I want to have mine. I love it my way fitness life is. So that's why I share mine. Do you want to live it? Then you know where to go.